Joined now by friend of the program, MLB.com's Adam McKelvey, who was informed by Brewers manager Pat Murphy that there are airplanes that fly from cities, Adam, since apparently you're catching one of those airplanes here.
Yes, but I'm coming home because this weekend is also the Major League Baseball draft, which is a weird event because it's like critically important to the future of the team, and like you can't win as the Brewers without doing well in the draft. But when they pick a guy, no one will have any idea if he'll be any good. Like, people who pretend to know what they think about a draft pick, I think it's kind of funny because you have absolutely no idea. And just look at the 1-1 top picks in the last bunch of drafts, and there's some great superstars, and then there's some guys who didn't work out. It's a weird thing.
What is the draft, like 20 rounds now? Is it 20 rounds, Adam?
It is 20, and it used to be unlimited. It used to be that teams could just draft as long as they wanted. So the Dodgers famously would, you know, Mike Piazza is, what, a 47th round draft pick? They would just draft and draft and draft and draft and send guys to Vero Beach and see what they would get. So it's kind of changed over the years, and now it's much more a TV event, and the first round is a much bigger deal. But the baseball draft, you have to hit on your early picks. Like, that's where the Paul Skeens come from. Jacob Mizorowski is a second rounder. That'll be an early pick for the Brewers. So they have 25 and 66 this year is the top picks.
All right, Adam. So the Brewers are in first place, looking really good at the moment. Always talk of what could happen in the second half of the season. All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read off predictions, and I'm going to ask you to rate them from least likely to most likely.
Okay.
Okay, so it's three. So, number one, William Contreras will end the season batting 300. Number two.
Wait, do you want to go in order? Like, you want him to answer the first one?
Well, you don't want him to rank them in order?
Oh, rank in order. I see. I misunderstood the assignment, Adam. My fault.
Okay. It's funny that I'm the one who understood the assignment.
Okay, good. All right. I'll just stay quiet over here.
Second one. The Brewers' Jackson Chourio and Jacob Mizorowski will do what hasn't been done since 1982, an MVP and Cy Young winning duo.
Oh, wow.
Rank them least likely to most likely.
Well, I think they're all pretty unlikely, to be honest, because predicting future moves is impossible for this team because they so rarely go out and get CC Sabathia, and they almost always go out and get Jordan Lyles, which was a move that was widely panned, and Drew Pomeranz, a move that was widely panned. And you think about those moves from the 2018-19 era, and those guys were huge for the Brewers for those two teams. So, you know, unlikely to me that we can guess future moves. Unlikely, I love Mizorowski's chances to win the Cy Young. I don't love Jackson Chourio's chances to win the MVP, not because he's not a good player, but because he missed a bunch of time and because there's so many good players in the league. And I don't like William Contreras' chances to hit 300, not because he's not a really good player and an all-star caliber player and so hugely important to everything they do, but because it's so impossible to hit 300 in this era where the pitchers are so specialized and they spend all winter focused on one pitch with high-speed cameras and radar and they get it just right. And then they go out and they are expected to give you like 85, 90 great pitches. So the era of, you know, the 300 hitter is, man, it is really hard to hit in today's era. So I'm not trying to be difficult about it, but you know what I mean? I think that there's the one thing I really, can I split them apart and put the most likely is Mizorowski in the Cy Young race because he's, you know, it's health, right?
Sure.
And who knows about anybody is, you're always one pitch, one swing away from something happening, but he's shown no signs of slowing down. And he's, you know, when you're throwing 103 and you're approaching 100 pitches, I mean, that's just like unicorn kind of stuff. And credit to him for building his lower body and getting to the point where he can do this. It's been very, very impressive. And they're going to have to be careful now coming up in terms of innings because he's up, you know, he's over 100 innings now. They want this guy to be very good in October. He's going to be the key to absolutely everything if they get into the postseason. And I think they're going to try to do some things here over the break to give him a rest. So, like, if you see the Brewers' probable pitchers coming out of the All-Star break and you don't see Jacob Mizrowski, I wouldn't be surprised if this isn't an opportunity to give him a rest.
What does the schedule look like on the back end here now, Adam? We've talked so much about the 18 games in 17 days. Do things loosen up a little bit for us? Does it play in our favor here after the break?
Well, that would require me to know what the schedule is coming up.
You and Murphy alike, you guys had a nice back and forth as to what day it was.
That's what happens when you get to this point of the year, especially. I know they're home coming out of the break for a week, and then I know they have a road trip. They have some tough travel coming up. Tough, as tough as it is to get on a charter where you have three meals served to you. But they do have a San Francisco, Anaheim at the end of the month, and then that brings you to the trade deadline. And then in August, there's a San Diego, L.A. So there's some challenging trips ahead. But it does lighten up in terms of off day. I mean, anything after 18 games in 17 days is going to feel light. And so far, so good for the Brewers. They have three to go in that stretch, and they've won 10 of 15 so far. So it's, you know, they've really weathered this period of the schedule that we had circled probably from the start of the season. 17 games in 17 days kind of catches your eyes, and then they added an 18th game, and they've weathered that. Jake Bowers was talking yesterday about he's kind of proud of the guys. Nobody's complained. They just show up, play. They don't usually score double digits. They did in one of those games against the Cardinals, but they score enough, and they've been plucking off wins. So they need one win this weekend to be the 21st team ever to have 60 wins at the All-Star break. So yes, the season started early, so they had a head start, right? So that helps, but still 20 teams, including this year's Dodgers, have won 60 at the All-Star break. And the Brewers have a chance if they can pluck off one win from the Pirates.
MLB.com's Adam McKelvey live with us this morning. Safe travels, my friend.
See you, buddy.
All right. See you, guys.
There's airplanes all over, Adam. It's a new thing we have. They fly from all over cities. You know?